What's wrong with being confident?
DZ Skaggs, 6 foot senior, Bunker, Lady Eagles. Oh, Skaggs cut to the basket. They found her driving in. She puts it up and one. And DZ Skaggs continues to tear up the South Iron Lady Panthers tonight.
Leading her team to its first quarterfinal appearance in 19 years, Skaggs scored a Wolves 24 points per game, pulling down 13 rebounds. She shot 60% from the field, 74% from the free throw line, averaging 4 block shots per game. Skaggs came back as the returning Class 1 Player of the Year, with over 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 400 blocks in her career.
What's wrong with being confident?
Our next Dream Team interview today is with J.C. Skaggs from the Bunker Lady Eagles girls basketball team. She makes the Dream Team for the second year in a row. J.C., congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be back in your senior season after the great year you just had?
It feels pretty good. I know, I'm just blessed to be back.
The Bunker girls basketball team lost some really good players from last year. I don't think a whole lot of people expected you guys to be as good as you were. You win that district championship again. You make the state playoffs. You win a state playoff game. The outsiders may not have expected it, but did the team expect to do what you guys did this year?
Not really, no. You know, we knew it was going to be tough coming in, and, you know, we just worked really hard every day in practice, and, you know, we're really blessed that we accomplished what we did.
Yeah, outperformed your own expectations. So with that being said, how did it feel to win another district championship and make it to the state playoffs again?
It was amazing. I loved it.
And it had been the first time in a long time, I want to say since 1997, I could be off, that the team had won a state playoff game. When you achieved that, I'm sure that was an even better feeling.
Yes, it was.
Points-wise, 23.9 points per game, rebounds, 12.7 rebounds per game, 4 block shots per game as well. Those numbers, are you pretty happy with that?
Yes, sir, I am.
What kind of work went into making yourself this good of a basketball player in your final run there with Bunker?
Just, you know, off-season work, you know, getting in the gym, staying after practice, and just working hard, doing the drill work.
What kind of work, drill work? I think you talked about this a little bit last year. Is it the same kind of stuff, or did you add anything new this year?
We worked on a where all the girls, you know, they come at me, and I have to block shots, you know, watching my fouls and all that, and just pretty much the same as last year.
Watching the fouls, that's important too, because you know teams are going to be aggressive against you, trying to get you out of the game as quick as possible if they can do it. So you always have to be ready for that, and not to mention all the different defenses, junk defenses teams are going to throw at you because of just how good of a player you are.
Yeah.
Was that something that was frustrating, or did you welcome that challenge?
I actually welcomed it. You know, it made me a better player, made me overcome challenges.
Did it make it a better feeling when you would beat those triple teams or junk defenses, you know, and still go off for 30, 40 points against them?
Yes, sir.
Over 2,000 career points, over 1,000 career rebounds, and over 400 block shots in your career. Was it your goal at the beginning to reach for numbers like that?
No, my goal was to, you know, do as best as I can for my teammates and get that, you know, fourth banner on that wall. That was my goal.
Well, tell me about some of your favorite memories in playing for Bunker over the last 4 years.
Winning, of course, 4 consecutive district championships. We won BRL championship this year. And just playing with a great team and having, of course, Rob Harlow and Stacy as my coach.
It was not a big team, obviously, numbers-wise, because, you know, you're a pretty small school and you don't have a whole lot of numbers. But it was a talented team, and it seemed like you guys were close.
We're definitely close.
Are these, you know, friendships that you have in high school, are these friendships that you expect to last, you know, forever?
Yes.
You mentioned Rob Harlow. What's it been like to play for him over the past few years?
You know, it's been challenging sometimes, but we've had more hugs than he's yelled at me. I mean, he's like the best coach ever.
You also play on an AAU team?
Yeah, I played with Teresa Skaggs. And Megan.
Is there any relation there with you and Megan?
No.
Okay. Just
friends.
Just a coincidence. Okay. What's it like to play on the same team with her? Because you guys are kind of similar, two definitely dominant players in our listening area. Do you learn a little bit from her, and does she learn a little bit from you in playing together?
Yeah. We definitely did. You know, it was pretty amazing playing with Megan.
Do you try to take a little bit from her game and maybe implement it into your own?
Yes.
Okay, and probably the same vice versa. Have you ever played against Megan?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I think that'd be a fun matchup if you did. Have you made a college decision yet? I know Coach Harlow was telling us that you were thinking about some college options. Is that something that you want to do, is play college basketball? And if so, do you know where?
Actually, I have a signing date. It's April 8th, and I sign with Three Rivers and Poplar Bluff.
Three Rivers and Poplar Bluff. So I cover Mineral Area College, so you're going to the enemy. So that disappoints me, but I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
but I am very happy for you. And the signing day, you'll make it official on April 8th, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so why Three Rivers? Why did they stand out to you?
Coach Watt came and watched pretty much all my games. And I talked to the girls on the team, and they just made me feel like I was at home. You know, I like Coach Walk. I like the way he coaches. And I don't know, I think I fit in good down there.
I saw Coach Walk actually at the game down in Van Buren in that quarterfinal game. I figured he was there to scout you. So what are some of your goals for playing college basketball? I'm sure you want to do big things down there.
I just want to get better. You know, that's pretty much my main goal, just to get better.
Get better, and you know, after your 2 years at Three Rivers, would you like to
hopefully,
you know, keep
go
it going?
To a 4 year.
Yeah, has that kind of always been the goal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir.
Next question for you is about your parents. So remind us who they are and what they've meant to your success.
My parents are Gary and Shelley Skaggs, and they mean the world to me. They've always supported me no matter what, and Mom's always made sure I had my jersey washed. You know, they've just never gave up on me and always, you know, drove me to all my AAU tournaments and all my away games, and, you know, I'm just blessed to have such good parents.
Is there anybody else, JC, you would like to thank before we let you go?
I'd like to thank my teammates and my coaches and to my community for always supporting us.
You're almost done as a Bunker Eagle. Are you going to miss it?
Yes, definitely.
Well, congratulations on all your success that you've achieved. It's really monumental in the grand scheme of things, and it's been a pleasure to cover you over the last 4 years.
Thank you.
JC Skaggs making a second appearance on the J98 Dream Team from Bunker High School. She joins us today on Regional Radio.